what we would learn to adjust our sails and catch the breath of God, His anointing, and learn to flow in the power of it. Not mechanical irrigation, not mechanism, but men moved upon by the Holy Spirit. Tonight, we're going to continue my message, and tonight's installment is acquiring the anointing. I'm going to give you some quotes right now. The reason I do is because every time I do, people just respond and respond. So here we go. Of course, the great Charles Haddon Spurgeon. "Never try," said Spurgeon, "to live on the old manna." Boy, you ought to tweet that right now. Never try to live on the old manna. Something warmed over, you know. I'm not all that much for leftovers. I don't even much like things that have been frozen. I like it fresh, hot, ready to go. So he said, don't live on the old manna, nor seek to find help. Boy, when I read this, it exploded in my spirit. Nor seek to find help in Egypt. Why are you always looking back? Sometimes I would to God, we had that old covenant anointing where you look back, you turn into a pillar of salt. Amen. Amen. There's nothing back there for you. Cut, cut, cut. Cut the ties with Egypt. Cut the ties with what brought you down. Cut the ties with people that don't encourage you and build you up. I didn't say to have fun. I said in God. People that build your spirit and make you feel like you could run through a troop and leap over a wall. That's the kind of people I want around me. I don't want people, please ask me what's wrong with me. No, I'm not asking you what's wrong with you. Get your lower jaw off your lap. Snap your shoulders in place. Point your finger under the nose of the devil and refuse to look back. I'm telling somebody right now prophetically, burn the bridges. Spurgeon said, "All must come from Jesus or thou art undone forever." Old anointing, said he, will not suffice to impart unction to your spirit. Your head must have fresh oil poured upon it from the golden horn of the sanctuary, or it will cease from its glory. Wow. Dwight L. Moody had this to say: "There is no use in running before you are sent. There is no use in attempting to do God's work, oh Father, without God's power." A man working without this unction, a man working without this anointing, a man or woman working without the Holy Ghost upon you is losing time. What does that mean? If we don't move in Jesus, we dare not move at all. If we don't speak in Jesus, we dare not speak at all. If we don't touch with the hand of Christ, we dare not touch at all. I've often said this and I'll repeat it. It is this. When the anointing of God comes on you, it'll do for you what a phone booth did for Clark Kent. It'll change you into another human being. E.M. Bounds, the great apostle of prayer, said this about the anointing. "The Holy Ghost does not flow." This is so powerful. "The Holy Ghost does not flow through methods, but through men or women." I'm going to repeat that one. I want you to tweet it. I want everybody to type it in. The Holy Ghost does not flow through methods, but through men. He does not come upon machinery, but upon men. I used to preach on the Holy Spirit and say, we've had enough mechanical irrigation. We need some divine intervention. It's not on the machinery. It's on people. God does not anoint plans. He anoints men, men of prayer. Now, let me give you some scriptural background for tonight. Psalm 45, verse 7. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. If that's you, he's speaking to you. You love righteousness, you hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions. That means you live in righteousness and you hate wickedness. Instead of flirting with it, you hate wickedness, you're going to be full of the oil of gladness above everybody around you. I pray that for you right now. Now, this scripture, I began preaching when I'm 17 years old. Isaiah 8:18. Behold, I and the children that the Lord God hath given me are for signs and wonders. You know what that means? That means if God ever used me in signs and wonders and miracles, and he does every day, then he'll do the same for you because of that connection. Both I and the children the Lord God hath given me are for signs, wonders, and miracles. We're talking about accelerating your anointing. It means to begin to move more quickly. You got to move. My uncle, 21 years of age, from the rice paddies of Vietnam, entered his heavenly reward, but he used to sing, they threw old Paul in the Roman jail. He did not worry who would go his bail, for when the Lord got ready, he had to move. Oh, that we would learn to adjust our sails and catch the breath of God, his anointing, and learn to flow in the power of it. Not mechanical irrigation, not mechanism, but men moved upon by the Holy Spirit. I'm being transformed. Get this, from glory, one level of the manifested tangibility of God. Woo! That means you can feel him, you can sense him, you can hear him. There's an anointing. It's not just hope so in your mind. We are being transformed from glory, one level of the manifested tangibility of God, into another level of the manifested tangibility of God. We're going to walk in him, move in him, speak in him, go to the grocery store under the anointing, wash our dishes under the anointing, mow our lawn under the anointing. Some of you better be careful. You're about to fall out under the power of God wherever you are right now. The anointing of God is so heavy right now. We are living in the day, in an hour, in a moment of the supernatural. Everywhere I look, I witness the Lord, Jehovah, Isus Hakaboth, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, bearing his omnipotent right arm, flexing his mighty muscle on behalf of his revenant remnant. I dare you to say this right now. I have a kingdom right. I have a kingdom right. You know, you got to come to yourself before you can come to God. We learned that from the prodigal. Look, from the days of Elijah to Jesus walking the cobblestone streets of Jerusalem to the miracles performed in the book of Acts. Think about it. Peter's shadow, Paul's handkerchiefs and aprons. There's been a dynamism available to set all these folks that are texting right now and commenting right now, the helpless, hopeless hordes of humanity, free from Satan's unyielding, diabolical grasp. But he has no power because we have that power, the anointing, with such velocity, such capacity, such capability. And it has a name. It's called the anointing of Almighty God. We're not doing this alone. We're not doing, people say to me all the time, I don't know how you do what you do. My precious mother, gone on to be with the Lord, receiving her eternal reward right now, shouting at me over the sapphire sill of heaven's gate. But she'd say, I'm going to tell you the reason that nobody else is trying to do what you do. Well, what did that mean? Well, that means start from scratch a Bible college that now offers both associate's degrees fully accredited and bachelor's degrees fully accredited. That'd be one lifetime. Preaching 150 to 200 nights a year somewhere other than at my ministry. That'd be a full-time evangelist, wouldn't it? Raising up a church from 17 people in a backyard in 8 years to moving in and filling up a 5,200-seat building. Pastoring the same church for, I don't know what it is now, 40, 45 years, something like that. I can't even remember. Same church. That'd be a pretty full-time job. Or how about operating a women's clinic and saving nearly 14,000 babies from the horror of abortion? Oh, that'd be full-time. How about starting a preparatory school from pre-K all the way through graduates of high school? The closest public high school with the highest tax rate to support it to our school, Harvest Preparatory School, had their graduation in our building 2 weeks ago. They graduated 550 seniors. Now, stay with me. Our high school, which is a really, really good size private school, Christian education, quality education, Christian environment, that I started when I was getting out of my car and ordering some. I'm talking about the anointing. The anointing is always causing you to do what's impossible. When you're looking for a miracle, God will give you an instruction. He doesn't give you the miracle because the instruction will bear out to God whether you operate in faith or not. Without the instruction and your obedience to it, there's no proving ground for your faith. Are you with me? The other thing is, the anointing will always, in the instruction, ask you to do something that's impossible. If it's not impossible and you could do it, has nothing to do with the anointing. That's why most preachers, they build things, they call them churches, but they're really just, you know, businesses or clubs. Because there's no anointing on it. How can you know where the anointing is? Miracles, signs, wonders, revelation knowledge, gifts of the Holy Spirit, tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, wonder-working faith, the working of miracles, the gifts of healings, in operation, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, all operating together. You think that doesn't take a miracle? That takes a miracle. All under the same house? Well, first thing it requires is for all of them to recognize the apostolic authority and to recognize they're not equal with it. that they have authority because they're under authority. Oh, I just said a mouthful. So there you are. That high school, 550 graduating seniors. We had 55 graduating seniors. 55 versus 550. You ready? Our 55 seniors got several millions of dollars more in scholarships than the 550 from the prestigious public school right down the road with 550 seniors. He didn't say, build me a school. He said, build me an educational system. That came back to me recently when we began Harvest Preparatory School Network across America. So that'd kind of be a full-time job. What have I got now, 7 full-time jobs? Yes. So my mother would say, you know the reason no one does what you can do? She said, because it's impossible. No one can do what you do, even you. See, you lost my original point. When God gives you an instruction, when you want a miracle, it's to prove your faith. And the instruction that God gives will always require, hear me, the impossible. So what are you doing right now that's impossible? Come on. God wants his anointing upon you, Mr. Everyday Businessman. God wants to anoint you so you can write out a $1 million check like it was $1,000 and give it to ministry to preach the gospel around the world. Come on. Get attached to something impossible. Let God use you. Oh, the glory of watching God work through you. That's the anointing. The anointing is Holy Ghost possession. The anointing is that one idea that God drops in your spirit under the anointing. That one idea that produces $260 million. What are you waiting for? Why are you living such a boring life? Why don't you believe God?
After our Lord's dramatic death, burial, and resurrection, he promised the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's power from heaven. Dr. Rod Parsley's 50 years of ministry integrity makes him uniquely qualified to equip you to receive this powerful infilling. Dispel every myth and receive the truth with today's free gift. The Fire Within is an easy-to-read, accurate guide to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Call or visit rodparsley.com for your free download.
Well, what an amazing time I had bringing you that teaching, that inspiration. You know, it's our responsibility as a revenant remnant to move forward equipped with the wisdom, watch, and the power of God, with his kindness, his mercy, his grace, to become his hands and feet, to spread the kingdom of Jesus Christ in our neighborhoods, our cities, our families, and around the world. I'm asking every single one of my Revival Covenant partners, all of my friends, to come into agreement with me to help protect and preserve the power of Pentecost. So today, as you activate your faith, as you sow your 2024 commanded Pentecost seed, you'll be helping this global soul-winning ministry share the gospel of Jesus Christ in all of its glorious fullness and victorious power. I'm trusting that everyone, that's you, will so joyfully a $50 or more commanded Pentecost seed, $1 for every day between Passover and Pentecost, and do as the ancient priests would do as well, which would be to place a $50 seed in each hand and sow that extraordinary faith-filled $100 Pentecost seed. Now, if you'll extend your faith, and I know God is speaking to many of you to do just that, I've just asked our team to prepare a place of honor for your gift in our glorious, beautiful Pentecost Globe Memorial with the world on fire. On that beautiful site, I will place a brick with your name or the name of a loved one on it. Now think of that. Multiplied, tens of thousands will walk through these holy and hallowed grounds, and they'll read your name there inscribed forever and know your gift to further the gospel of Jesus Christ and the message of Pentecost shared around the world. Now, don't delay. You know, that's the tool of the adversary. There's not much time this year on God's celestial calendar. Pentecost Sunday is May 19th. Put it in your phone. Set an alarm. May 19th, Pentecost Sunday. You can call 24 hours a day to sow your seed and share your prayer request, or just click, it's that simple, on rodparsley.com. We have to. There is no other way to describe it. We must take the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Ghost to a lost world dying without Jesus. So I'm asking you unashamedly to help me, to join with me as a Pentecost defender. Now, someone, maybe you, will help me preserve and protect the power of Pentecost. I'm believing it is you. If you'll stretch your faith to sow a very, very special seed of $1,000 or more, and I know God's speaking to many of you, I want to add your name on a beautiful Pentecost pillar next to the great flaming world Pentecost globe. Your name will be illuminated, displayed as a person of great faith, as a defender of Pentecost and its holy fire around the world. That's you. Call. Do it now with your $50 or $100 or $1,000 Pentecost offering so that we can celebrate together on Pentecost Sunday, May 19th. Now look, I'm looking forward to receiving your call or your letter. So do it today, and let's preserve the power of Pentecost.
The fire and power of Pentecost will rise within you with these magnificent ministry gifts. As you sow a commanded Pentecost seed of $50 or more, you will build your faith and those you influence each day with Pentecost's most celebrated quotes. 50 quotes for 50 years of ministry from Dr. Rod Parsley will thrill and equip you. For a gift of $100 or more, we'll add 6 great messages, each one designed to elevate and accelerate your anointing. You must learn about announcing, acquiring, and accepting your anointing and the rare Sabbath anointing. As a lasting testament to your stand for Pentecost, we'll add a brick with your name to the Pentecost Globe Memorial. There's never been a time when your agreement with Dr. Parsley is needed to preserve and protect the power of Pentecost. For those special friends who will sow a commanded offering of $1,000 or more, your name will be beautifully inscribed at the base of our Pentecost Globe Memorial. Located at the center of Breakthrough's world headquarters, your name will be a permanent memorial to your faith. With every gift in obedience to God's command to not appear empty-handed at Pentecost, we'll also include 2 vials of Pentecost anointing oil. Don't miss receiving these dynamic ministry resources infused with Pentecostal power. Call with your offering 24 hours a day. Click on rodparsley.com or write today. Don't delay. We'll celebrate Pentecost this Sunday.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a 4-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Well, just like so many literally around the world, my dear partner Lisa wrote to me about the promises of Pentecost. She needed a breakthrough in her life. She felt led to give a Pentecost offering. She responded to the nudging of the Holy Spirit to God's commanded feast of Pentecost. So she wrote to me. She said, "In my heart, I wanted to give sooner, but I did the best I could in faith." It's not the amount, it's the faith it takes to sow it. So she said, Lisa said, "I did the very best I could, and I did it in faith." 9 days later, her husband checked the bank account, and there was a deposit for over $1,000. She said, "I had asked God to help us through a tough time, and God came through." I'm not telling you that's what will happen for you, but I do know this: no step of faith toward God ever goes unrewarded. And I believe God to come through for you in the area you need it most by the power of Pentecost. So include your prayer requests when you write to me. Joni and I love to pray over your requests. We'll be doing that on Pentecost Sunday. It's such a blessing to receive your request, to come into agreement with you all over the world for your miracle. All you need to do is pick up that phone. It's always right there next to you, isn't it? Dial that 24-hour number or write to me today or log on at rodparsley.com. I'll see you next time. I'm going to be right here where I've been for over 40 years on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.